the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Please be seated. Well, as we gather on this late January Sunday, we hear a passage from the Bible, from the Holy Scripture, that starts kind of like we would expect it to start. Up until now, we've been hearing about Jesus spending time near a gentleman named John the Baptist. The two have had their paths cross a few times now. And suddenly this morning, we are told John the Baptist has been arrested. Now, if you've been hanging out with somebody who just got arrested, what do? You go elsewhere. Jesus knew that. His friend had just been arrested. It was wise of him to go to a different place. And that's what Jesus does. He leaves where he had been and he heads out to a different region by the Sea of Galilee. It's a smart move. But Jesus doesn't stop the ministry that started with his baptism. No, he continues going from place to place, interacting with people, saying those simple words, which most of us find rather terrifying, repent, the kingdom of heaven has come near. I don't know about you, but usually if I hear somebody saying words like that, I'm ready to do what Jesus did, go somewhere else, right? But what Jesus is truly saying to everybody he meets is, look, a way of loving, of forgiving, of hoping, of experiencing new life is right here with you. And all you need to do is turn around and to follow. God isn't asking for you to recreate everything. God is simply asking for you to stop, turn, and follow me. Now, none of this message is all that unusual for Jesus. He walks around from community to community all the time in the Gospels. He talks to people about following him over and over again. Nothing is unusual in this story until suddenly we find ourselves down by the lakeshore. Now, who here has ever spent time in a place where people are fishing? I don't mean like just wasting time by casting out their line and passing a day out in the beauty of nature. I mean really fishing. Who's ever been down by a working waterfront here? Yeah, some of you have, right? It's hectic. It's chaotic. How does it smell, folks? Fishy. It's fishy. It's not the most comfortable place. But here's the thing. It's where real life is happening. People are doing real work. They've got their minds on important things. They're going to make money. They're going to catch food so people can eat. They're going to be careful about what they're doing because fishing is a dangerous thing. Just this past week, two folks died up in the Gulf of Maine fishing about 20 miles out to sea. This is no simple task, and it was no simple task in the time of Jesus either. And so there you've got folks who were mending nets and literally casting nets into the sea, and Jesus walks along speaking to these professional fishermen and says, follow me, I will make you fish for people. And something absolutely bizarre happens. They don't just ignore him, but they hear him. They listen to him. They drop their nets and they follow him. This is big. They aren't just leaving a nice day of fishing out in the countryside. No, they are leaving their career. In the case of our last two people, James and John, they are leaving their father in the boat because Jesus' word has been spoken to them. They have heard it. And they are going to respond to the call of God. Something about Jesus' word clearly offers hope and joy to them. Or at the very least, it offers them an out from maybe a career they really didn't want to have in the first place. I'm not sure what's going on, but clearly that invitation, come and follow me, touches some real, deep, honest desire within these people. And in the voice of Jesus, they hear God. Now, it's interesting. This is not the first time that God speaks and people respond. Actually, Holy Scripture is filled with stories of God speaking. I mean, you can think about the very beginning of the Bible, where God speaks and creation comes into being. You can think about a burning bush calling out to Moses, and Moses experiencing the presence of God. You can think about Sarah and Abraham hearing God call them to leave behind their family and their home and to trust in God. You can think about Mary hearing that invitation from God to bear Jesus into the world. You can think about Paul hearing the voice of Jesus on the road to Damascus, changing his life. No, God speaks time and time and time again in Scripture. And here's the deal. When we hear the voice of God, when we actually let it enter our minds and our hearts, we seem to resonate with what God says. Time and again, people who hear the voice of God end up doing things that you wouldn't expect, because God's voice has power, because it touches something in our souls, because we are made for some sort of relationship with God. Now, as amazing and important as that reality is, that isn't what really catches my attention this morning as we hear this passage. What really catches my attention this morning is that Peter and Andrew, James and John actually managed to hear Jesus at all. I mean, just gathered together this morning, we've had my mic crackling on and off. Right? That makes it a little tricky to hear. Down at a working waterfront, you're going to have all kinds of noises, clamor, and things going on that makes it hard to hear one random guy calling out to you on the side of the lake. Life can be hard when it comes to actually hearing. Right up here next to my sermon, I've got my phone. It's recording the sermon so that in an hour or two, I can post this sermon online so that people who didn't come to church today or aren't watching the live stream can go ahead and listen to this sermon later. There are all kinds of ways we try to communicate today. Text messages, emails, MP3s, newspapers, literal mailings, weird apps that people use. Facebook, but TikTok and all kinds of weird new apps, which all of my middle schoolers and high schoolers know about and I don't really understand. There are so many ways we try to communicate. And in the midst of a world where communication just seems to explode, I think it's harder than it's ever been for us to actually hear. Almost every time the phone rings at my house now, I pay no attention until the second or third ring. Why? Because 65% of the time it's a robocall. And at our house, Charter, or whoever we use, pings back that phone number. And if it's not a real phone number, they just cut the phone call off after the second ring. More than half of our phone calls die after two rings. How do you listen in a world that's filled with so many things clamoring for your attention? How did James and John, Andrew and Peter manage to actually have their ears open so that when the voice of Jesus called out, they could actually hear? How do you keep your ears, your hearts, and your souls open to God? That is the question I wonder about today. Because the fact is, when God speaks, when we actually hear the voice of God, we are changed. Hope shows up. Joy shows up. Grace shows up. That's what happens when we hear God. But when we're so busy and so overwhelmed by the to-do list and by all the things clamoring for our attention, God may well speak and we may well not hear a thing. Peter and James, Andrew, John, they remind us today. We need to be able to hear when God speaks.
We need to figure out ways to keep ourselves open for the voice of God. And the good news is we don't have to reinvent how to do that. The fact is, people of good faith have been doing this for thousands of years. They've been practicing prayer. They've been practicing listening to Scripture. We don't have to make up a brand new system to make this work for ourselves. Scripture and prayer are very good ways of hearing the voice of God. And so today, I want us to literally practice listening, opening our ears just a bit. I want us to practice listening so that we might keep that practice going in the days to come. Some of you may well have heard of a form of Bible study that's called Ignatian Bible Study. It's where you take on one of the characters that's in the passage of Scripture. And you experience the passage as if you were that person. And so that's what we're going to practice in just a moment here. We are going to listen to this story of Jesus calling Andrew and Peter, James and John by name, and experience that passage for ourselves. So I want you to make a decision. You have to pick a character to make this work. You need to decide that you want to be either Peter or Andrew. That means you're in the boat, you're throwing your nets out, you're doing work. So if you're one of those people who like to be busy, this is a good character for you. You can be busy. Or you could be James and John. Those are people who are sitting by the lake shore working on mending their nets. They're hanging out with their father who they work with. So if you get along with your father or you want to leave him in the boat by himself, this is a good character for you. Another option, you could be Zebedee, the dad. You could see what it's like to be there and watch your sons get called by Jesus and they leave you in the lurch. Or you could choose to be Jesus, the one who's walking into the midst of a busy working waterfront and has the audacity and the certainty to call out to people, pulling them away from their careers and their lives, because you know that you are bringing hope into the world. So you pick one of those characters, and then what I will do is I'll read the story, and you're going to experience the story like you were that person. Smell the air. Hear the sounds. Imagine the feelings you would have. Imagine the thoughts that would run through your head. And the way that we're going to do this is once you pick your characters, Jesus, Peter and Andrew, the ones who were actively fishing, James and John, the ones who were mending a net with their dad, or the dad, Zebedee, you're going to close your eyes. Until I see all the eyes closed, we don't continue, and it's a long sermon. So it's not my fault today if it goes long. Really, it's not. So once you have that person, just listen to the story. And experience it like that person. As Jesus walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me. I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father, Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left their boat and their father, and they followed him. Hold on to that experience. Remember that at every moment of every day, our faith claims that God is with us. Just like for Peter and Andrew, James and John, Jesus is calling out to us to follow him, to walk with him, to know new life with him. Friends, let that experience hold you and touch you. And as we go forth on this day, remember that you were called remember that practicing opening our minds and our hearts to God is how we might hear that voice. May we all have the grace to listen. Amen.